I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
In our story about whether celebrities would or would not feel consequences from FTX's collapse, celebrities should know the product before going in and endorsing it.
Welcome to episode 56 of The Great Fail, a podcast that examines the greatest success stories and their spectacular fails, what led to the demise of the most prolific people, brands, and companies. I am your host, Deborah Chen, and this week we'll be looking at the cryptocurrency trading platform that promised to revolutionize the industry, FTX. The crypto and financial world were rocked when headlines shocked readers with news of Sam Bankman-Fried, the visionary behind the venerated cryptocurrency exchange known as FTX. This once promising company was on track to decentralize and democratize a highly complex investment within the crypto ecosystem. But now, headlines that read, "Scam of the Century," FTX's spectacular collapse, bank fraud and conspiracy, and criminal charges pointed to a dim future. Rumors had been circulating for weeks about troubles at FTX, but the reality was beyond what anyone predicted. As one news outlet after another continued to uncover more of the story, it seemed the economic fallout was only getting worse. Tension was palpable as investors scrambled to make sense of what was happening, glued to their screens, refreshing their newsfeed every few seconds, looking for some glimmer of hope. But what they found was more dreadful news. The value of FTX's tokens were plummeting, and no one knew where the bottom was. After reports that the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, was offloading their position, came the contagion, as millions of investors scrambled to sell their own positions, similar to dumping stock of a failing company, only to find that they were unable to access their cash. The massive sell-off ignited a panic beyond reason. And when it seemed like things were at their absolute worst for FTX investors, reports came out that the exchange had been hacked. Almost $500 million stolen into the dark web, leaving those who had poured in their life savings with zero balances in their FTX wallets. Welcome to the story of FTX. To the moon in 2019, crash landing in 2023. This was one of the biggest failures of the decade. It was the most talked about crash of 2022, and the repercussions continue to reverberate through the crypto community even now. The collapse saw billions of dollars lost for investors around the world in a blink of an eye. And what's even more shocking to me is that the fall of FTX is uncomfortably parallel to what occurred with Terra Luna, which, by the way, we covered in episode 50 of The Great Fail. It was formulaic to a T. Consider this. young genius founder set to democratize a really complex financial instrument. That company recruits celebrities and evangelists with superpower to promote their product, influencing this widespread groupthink. Sophisticated investors and less experienced, more casual mom-and-pop investors get excited, and some even pour in their life savings. However, something is revealed or leaks out that the foundation of the product was not as stable as everyone originally thought. This sets off a panic sell-off, thereby crashing the value of the asset. Then, sources allege foul play, which the founder vehemently denies. And finally, innocent people lose the shirt off their backs. It's bizarre how similar the stories sound, but what's even more mind-blowing is that Terra Luna crashed less than 6 months prior to FTX. Now, when the dust began to settle on FTX, we started hearing more about the celebrities that had become entangled with the company and how their influence led others, mostly average Joe investors, into thinking that FTX was indeed a safe and secure platform. Because, well, if Steph Curry was willing to put his wealth into FTX, why wouldn't his fans? The story on the fall of FTX wouldn't be complete without discussing the type of fanfare that was associated with the brand. Ads that featured quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel ex-wife Gisele Bündchen, Snoop Dogg, who needs no introduction, and even Kevin O'Leary, better known as Mr. Wonderful, from the hit television show Shark Tank. They were all helping to build the popularity and legitimacy of FTX while also creating a type of FOMO for people who remembered what it was like to miss out on the Bitcoin wave. And then there was the FTX ad with Larry David. And if you haven't seen it, I strongly encourage you to look it up and watch it on YouTube. In a nutshell, Larry David takes a trip through time to see all of mankind's greatest inventions. The wheel, the light bulb, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and even the invention of the toilet. And he's poo-pooing all of these advancements as duds until he comes to the present day where he's presented with FTX and still, in Larry David fashion, passes up on the offer, which ends with what would become the most infamous words in the brief FTX timeline, which were,
"Don't be like Larry. Don't miss out."
In 2019, fresh face, late 20s, former Wall Street trader Sam Bankman-Fried introduced the world to a new cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. Now, as a mini crash course, cryptocurrency exchanges are what allows investors to trade different types of digital currencies, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance Coin, amongst many others. But FTX also created its own digital currency called FTTs. It's not uncommon for a crypto exchange to issue their own currency because it gives a way for founders and early investors to make money when the value of that coin goes up. And it also motivates users to use that currency and use the exchange. FTX offered low fees, fast trades, and a wide range of trading options. But what put FTX on the map was Bankman-Fried. He made a name for himself as a donor for the Democratic political stage, as an activist, and he even made significant donations for animal rights and supported pandemic preparedness organizations. While many in the crypto world were against impending regulations by the U.S. government, Bankman-Fried actually spoke up about wanting them, even getting up in front of Congress to talk about what types of transparency he wanted to see in the industry. And that built trust with everybody. As a result, his popularity and reputation added to the success of the exchange, and by 2019, FTX was valued at $18 billion. He gained the trust of the VC firms, and with his star-studded celebrity lineup of endorsements, it helped proliferate his platform to a wider audience. The flurry around FTX evokes such a great deal of interest from people everywhere, including Jason Noddy, Adweek's brand marketing reporter.
I first came across FTX when I was assigned a Super Bowl story about FTX's Super Bowl ad featuring Larry David. He and his longtime Seinfeld collaborator, Jeff Schaefer, put together a commercial where Larry was skeptical of FTX and cryptocurrency as a product. That's going to be important later.
Jason's first assignment was to cover FTX and their feature in the Super Bowl. For many years now, there's always been the strong tie between crypto and sports. And we see crypto companies sponsor facilities, teams, and even leagues, which made it a natural fit to the demographics that were into sports and making money. In the NBA alone, the crypto industry spent $130 million in sponsorship deals for the 2021 and 2022 season. FTX itself had deals with the Warriors and the Miami Heat. And then you have huge megastars doing endorsements and deals.
You were talking about, I mean, anybody in sports. You're looking at Tom Brady and Giselle. You're looking at Shohei Ohtani had a deal with FTX right at the opening day of the Major League Baseball season that paid him in crypto. You had, you know, Seth Curry. The company's name was on the Miami Heat's arena. You had their name on Stanford's football field. Their patch was on Major League Baseball umpires' uniforms. They just kind of showed up all over sports. They had celebrity clout. They had major leagues backing them. They had all the bona fides that you would want in a brand. They had a lot of people vouching for them.
Other celebrity endorsers have included Matt Damon, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Aoki.
With FTX, the big portion of its business was branding. It presented a solid, clear brand because it was the strongest holder of what was then known as stablecoin. It presented an air of stability among a marketplace of very unstable and untrustworthy investments. And that was the entire point of its marketing campaign, that it would stand out, that it was reliable, that it would be this marketplace that you could know and trust, and that it would be like a familiar friend, and it would seek out familiar faces for you to recognize and to commiserate with and, you know, to make you feel comfortable investing in it.
What happens with these endorsements is that it has a lot to do with creating a sense of trust, especially when you're seeing your heroes and idols tell you that they use it themselves. There's an emotional and psychological component, like these successful celebrities must know what they're talking about, right? Because they're vouching for a service that's really complex and abstract. Most people do have to go on faith that it's not a scam. In fact, in at least two of their ads, FTX addresses the obvious, that it's hard to understand, and yet, I guess in their words, you don't need to understand how it works. That's what FTX is here to do, to make it easy and make it safe. All of those elements combined made it very hard to resist.
When you have all of these endorsers, when you have all of these leagues, when you have all of these celebrity names backing what was a very stable brand with a very professional message, it makes it a lot easier for the consumer to gravitate toward that, even when they're not 100% sure, as Larry David wasn't, that this is a particularly good idea.
For investors, FTX created a sense of community, familiarity, and safety around its platform. Seeing the FTX logo emblazoned on the jersey of favorite athletes or at the center of a major sporting event made them feel like they were investing in something legit. But as we're about to find out, not even the marketing power of the biggest celebrities and athletes in the world were enough to save what was about to happen to FTX.
How would would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In early November 2022, everything fell apart. News surfaced that Alameda Research, a trading firm that Bankman-Fried founded, had accidentally leaked a balance sheet showing that much of Alameda's holdings was based on FTTs, which was really bad because Alameda was supposed to serve as an independent company based on independent currency, not one that was invented by its sister company, FTX. It was like a feedback loop of printing and depositing more money to seem wealthy, but with every new print, the value overall would decline. Like sneaking sips from your parents' liquor cabinet and replacing it with water, eventually someone was going to notice.
It turns out that Alameda, one of Sam Bankman-Fried's other holdings, is covering many of FTX's losses, unbeknownst to many of the shareholders who think that they are seeing these amazing returns and that nothing is going wrong at all behind the scenes of FTX. Everything is smooth sailing. You know, for me, it doesn't start to really go bad until November when my editors tap me on the shoulder and say, this is all collapsing. They're looking for Sam Bankman-Fried. They're trying to extradite him on charges.
The next 10 days were mayhem. Following the leak came an avalanche of events. The world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance, which had formerly owned an equity stake in FTX, announced that it would be selling all of its FTT holdings. About 23 million tokens worth about $529 million. This basically caused a run on the bank as everyone, including mom and pop and retail investors, tried to pull out their holdings, only to find that there wasn't enough cash to pay back its investors, creating a liquidity issue. FTX filed for bankruptcy on November 11th, 2022. You'd think that would be the worst of it, but within hours, FTX declared that they had been hacked and approximately $500 million in assets were stolen by alleged hackers. And still, it got worse. It was discovered that Bankman-Fried had created a secret bookkeeping system that allowed him to move monies from his FTX investors into Alameda without telling anyone. And oh, not to mention, he had also given himself a $1 billion personal loan from Alameda, which led to his criminal charges against him.
This is, for months, chaos, because you have creative teams who work on the campaign who are not only wondering what they do with that portion of their portfolio, but what they do going forward. What does this mean for their careers? Did they just swindle people out of their savings? Are they liable for this kind of thing? If FTX is sued, are they to be sued as well? You know, all of the endorsers are now being named in class action lawsuits. You have Tom and Giselle being named in class action lawsuits against FTX. So it's all coming down against FTX at the same time. And me and my colleagues, Patrick Culp being among them, the tech reporter at Adweek, are writing up a storm about this, and we're just watching crypto kind of collapse and the sports world put itself at an arm's distance.
A class action lawsuit was filed, alleging that several celebrities aided in the sale of unregistered securities in the form of FTX money-generated accounts. Those named in the lawsuit included Larry David, Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, Shaquille O'Neal, and Steph Curry. This case offered a warning to celebrities that without the proper due diligence, there could be dangerous repercussions involved with endorsement deals when touting crypto or other investments that can cause massive financial liabilities across the board. I want you to consider this. Is there a difference between promoting a can of soda and promoting a crypto company? And when things fall apart in epic proportions, who should be held accountable? Is it the company or the spokesperson? Should they be held to a higher standard of due diligence and research? And furthermore, what does this say about the power of celebrity endorsements in general? Do we put too much faith in the recommendations of people that we admire without doing our own research and due diligence? Do we forget that the features that come from sponsorships are scripted and paid for? They're effectively advertisements, not opinions. And what does this mean for the future of celebrity endorsements and paid promotions, particularly in the world of finance?
When it comes to celebrities, one of the things that was mentioned in our story about whether celebrities would or would not feel consequences from FTX's collapse was that celebrities should know the product before going in and endorsing it. If you would know a health drink, if you would know a car rental company, you should at least know the basics behind a investment vehicle, especially one as complex as cryptocurrency. And steering people toward something like this, where you don't even know, you know, what is keeping the cryptocurrency exchange propped up, if you don't even know that a secondary company like Alameda exists that is, you know, just kind of feeding more more capital into the system, that's probably a sign that you shouldn't have signed on the dotted line to begin with.
Time magazine reported that FTX had lost more than $8 billion of its customers' money. The rise and fall of FTX is a spotlight on the dangers of unchecked ambition and the importance of ethical leadership. Bankman-Fried's relentless drive to succeed may have helped him build a successful platform, but it was a facade, propped up by Alameda Research and the promise of transparency. It was bankrolled by the financial VC backers and championed by A-listers. These stars helped develop a positive reputation for an otherwise very risky investment, and not to dismiss the financial losses for those who may have been able to overcome their own FTX investments. But it's worth noting the disparity between those who can bounce back from a bad investment and those who couldn't afford those kinds of losses, like the fans who believe the claims that FTX was a great investment option. And while investing is a choice, it does pose an ethical dilemma. At what point does marketing cross the line of deception when claiming something like this is, quote, safe? There are greater implications and disparities at play here than simply celebrities making a dollar by leveraging their fan bases. In this case, their fans became victims of a scheme that now has 12 criminal charges pending against Bankman-Fried. Keep in mind, many of those who bank with crypto fall into the unbanked demographics, those who are in disadvantaged or disaffected communities. According to the Washington Post, a University of Chicago study had found that 44% of Americans who traded crypto were people of color. And JP Morgan reported that it was people in the lower income brackets that were more likely to have made crypto investments when prices were elevated compared to higher earners. And thus, the investors with lower income have been more impacted than any other groups.
One of the biggest takeaways is that this is a highly unregulated market. We discussed among our staff that if this was a regular financial vehicle, if it was an investment vehicle, there are regulations in place that say what you can and cannot say about the outcome, what you can and cannot say about some of the potential gains and losses. If this was, say, an E-Trade commercial, for example, you couldn't just hype up what the outcome might be. There has to be some sort of, for lack of a better term, there would be some sort of repercussions for those financial institutions. There isn't for FTX. Where it comes to celebrities, it should make them think long and hard about endorsing something that they aren't very clear on.
We need to consider limits, liabilities for endorsement deals that promote untested financial products like cryptocurrency. While it's tempting for companies to tap into the power of celebrity, there needs to be clear guidelines and regulations in place to protect consumers and even the celebrities who are making the endorsements. And just how intense was FTX's marketing? How ubiquitous did their campaign become? Here, Jason explains.
I will add just one anecdote about this. I had just finished writing my FTX story about Larry David and Jeff Schaefer, and we were getting ready to watch the Super Bowl, and we had ordered Chinese food. Chinese food order comes, we're unpacking everything, break into some fortune cookies, and there on the back of the fortune, inside the fortune cookie, was the FTX logo. And I have to say, if there was any time where I started to have doubts about what this company was about, that was it there. Because say what you will about Bear Stearns or any of the other financial firms, I had never seen one of their logos on the back of a fortune cookie.
It makes you reconsider Matt Damon's expertly delivered line that
fortune favors the brave people who invest with crypto.com.
I'm not sure I'll ever trust a fortune cookie again. Special thanks to Adweek's Jason Noddy for his contributions to this episode and sharing his insights to what led to the downfall of FTX. And thank you for tuning in this week to The Great Fail, a program that spotlights some of the most infamous case studies of failed businesses, brands, and ideas, and goes beyond that to garner lessons and wisdom so that we all can learn from the greatest mistakes. The Great Fail is part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcast. The research on each episode is extensive, but none of these episodes would be possible without the tireless efforts of researchers, writers, and reporters. They are all credited on thegreatfail.com under our show notes. Connect with us at The Great Fail on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue bringing you more episodes. And remember, with great failure comes great liability. I must confess.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.